Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva. This is the Casual Fridays REI podcast, and we are live at the Texas Land Investors Meetup in Fort Worth, Texas.
Awesome.
That was pretty good.
I liked it. I got chills. It's amazing to see that we had 31 headcount to show up today.
Yeah.
So I tend to
They all stayed the whole day, too.
They did. I thought we were losing a few of you. Well,
Jerry left.
Jerry did leave. He had a lacrosse game or match. Is it a match game?
Yeah.
Is it called a game? I didn't know if it was a match or a game or what the actual term was. I've got two nephews that play, and I don't know that. So, great. Well, we've got a room full of people here that are all looking at us like, oh, shit, they're going to give us the mic. G show. Sorry, guys.
Every time.
I know. It's a habit. That's how I was raised.
We need to talk to your parents.
It's great to see that we have a room full of people here that have been active land investors, new land investors, and the experienced land investors to the brand new. So it's great to see the range here. We've got microphones and hands around it. I'm going to start on the left over here. If you would say your name and give us a favorite moment of land investing that you've had.
Rowdy Baker, and I think it was the biggest disappointment.
Disappointment. What happened?
I had a guy contacted me, said needed hunting land.
Okay.
A lot of land. So I did a mailer and found several pieces. One piece ended up being 1,300 acre mountain.
A mountain.
A mountain.
Like you were going to buy the guy a mountain?
Yes.
Okay.
With lakefront, 20 acres of lakefront.
Okay.
And so it was going to be a wholesale type deal. We drove up there, spent all day looking at it. Beautiful place. They loved it. And it was for a company. And the guy said, we're going back, said everybody be in town in a couple of weeks. We're going to pass it, approve it, and we're going to buy it. It was going to put about $85,000 in my pocket.
You said was.
Was.
Oh, no.
And then about a week later, the letdown came as his company got into trouble with the government, and there was some pretty hefty fines issued to his company, and therefore the sale did not go through.
Okay, so has anybody ever had attorney fees pop up so you can't buy property? That would be disappointing to see something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, didn't you have some land that had some attorneys get involved?
We already talked about it.
You don't want to talk about
it? I'm not going to do it again.
Still open wound?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So,
Hey, Stuart Mullins.
Hey, Stuart. Nice to see you. Thank you for coming out.
Oh, you bet. I'm glad to be here.
So give us one of your favorite moments in land investing.
So I think one of the best moments came a few months ago when had an offer out for a property that was worth probably low 20s. The offer was $7,000, $7,500, something like that. Uh-huh. And the lady calls me and she says she wants to give me the property.
Nice.
Said, I've been paying on this thing for 15 years. I've never been there. I just want to give it to you.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, great. All right. I've got an opportunity to pick up a $20,000 property for basically free. I had several conversations with her just to say, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you want to do this? Yes, yes, absolutely. I want to do this. You just take it. I don't need any money. I have plenty of money. And so I ended up writing her a check for $500. I said, I've got to give you something. So I'm going to give you $500. And so That was probably the best moment. I think I even texted you right after I made the deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so then a few weeks later was probably the worst moment when I got a call from the police.
Oh, man. And I don't like where these stories are going. Maybe I should make these best moments only because we're trying to sell the idea of loving land investing, not hating it.
Yeah, so I got a call from a detective at the police department in the town where she lived. Said they were investigating a report of elderly abuse or something like that.
Did you punch her?
And
save that for the attorneys.
Yeah, so...
So you're all squared away now, though, right?
Yeah, I was. Long story short, her family found out about it, and they weren't very happy. And well,
they hadn't spoken to her in probably three Christmases, and...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she told me about how her children never talked to her and all this stuff, and so, anyway.
But, and you're a nice guy on the phone, so I'm sure
I
have a soothing voice. Our listeners can hear that, and we appreciate you being here today.
So...
Well, cool. It all worked out. Did you sell the property?
I gave the property back to them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice guy. Did you get your $500 back?
No. Unfortunately.
She cashed it?
She cashed it. I asked her son for it back. And.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. I did have a property given to me once for some taxes. It was, I offered the guy $2,200. He sent me the property and it had, say, $350 in back taxes or something like that, $250 back taxes. And he was like, hey, I was like, I can't buy it for $2,200. I've bought too much property right now. Then he goes, I'll tell you what, you can just take it for the back taxes. And I was like, okay. So $250 later, I own 20 acres. So it does work out sometimes.
Yeah, I've had a couple like that also.
Nice.
I gave him $50 or something.
For the listeners, how many deals have you done in the last year?
I think I did 50. I added them up the other day.
And this was your first year?
Right at 50 within the first year.
And you went back to working full time?
Sometimes.
Cool.
Sometimes working full time.
Great. Thank you for coming out today. We do appreciate it. And you brought your wife with you. You want to introduce your wife?
This is my wife, Chris.
Hi, I'm Chris Mullins from Dark Sky Land.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thank you.
All right, who's next?
Hi, my name is Brian McCarthy, and I have a good story to share, actually.
Uh-oh.
One of my first big deals that I did, we bought it for $16,000, and about 3 weeks later, I was out hanging out somewhere away for the weekend, and it sold for
$35,000. Wow, and, nice.
So that just gave me hope that this is something I could do time, and really excited to keep it going.
Great.
Nice. That's awesome.
Is it great? You take one of those deals?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
You'd probably be mad they didn't pay $200 a month for eternity. kind of a butt.
Speaking of the mic.
Oh, okay. Thanks. My tech guy. Speaking of the mic. Cool. JT.
I'm JT Olmsted. And I would say my number one, land investing moment would be probably the first property that I picked up.
Okay.
I ended up buying it for $20,000, and it took probably 4 or 5 months to sell.
Okay.
So I was starting to get nervous. You know, it's been a while, and I've been sitting on it. But finally, I find a buyer came through, and I was able to move it at $80,000. So I was pretty happy with that as the first property.
Wow. There's some teachers in here kind of looking around like, what in the heck? He worked 4 months and made $60,000. I'd do it for 180. Was it 187 days is your contract? I don't have anything to say. You got anything to say to that one?
No. Awesome.
Yeah. JT is one of our more experienced investors here in the room today. He has done some subdivides, done some bigger properties. He's one of the advanced members for Land Academy, and we're glad to have him out here. And you flew in from?
Phoenix,
Arizona. So for the Texas Land Investors thing, that's awesome. Thank you for coming.
Gerd. Yeah, Gerd Connor here from Create Lands. And my best moment wasn't exactly a deal. My real job is in the oil business, and I think everybody knows that that's been a kind of a sketchy industry here lately. You don't know if you're going to have a job tomorrow, and I went through one of those rough patches here recently, and my wife Alicia's here with me.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Yeah. They can't see you. Shrug your shoulders here. It's one of those type shows. We don't see shrugs.
But whenever we're going through that rough time, went home and talked to Alicia about it, and she said, "Hey, walk away, get away from the stress. You have land."
Nice.
And we're 10 deals in, and that's the confidence we have from this.
It's great. It's great to see that you have those type of options, and it's the freedom that's alongside that is second to none. Now I will tell you there is a stress that goes along with walking away from everything and not having that regular paycheck. It's second to none as well. I think anybody that saw me my first year on my own knew it was eating me up, but we just continued to keep going. And so that's the trick to it, is just get more mail in a box, keep doing the deals, and you'll be successful.
Yes, sir. So,
great. Thank you.
Howdy, Darrell here. Drove all the way up from Austin, but my good moment so far was the first sale I did. It took all of about five or six texts to a guy and a 2.5 minute phone call. The next day, I got a $2,500 wire transfer for the down payment, and then he paid the balance off within about 60 days. And just, you know, the first years have kind of been a wild ride, but it kind of proved that this stuff really does work. And just looking forward to this year.
Wow. So how long ago was your first deal?
First deal bought and sold probably within 4 months of joining.
Nice. So how long ago was that from today? It's March 2nd. It's a Saturday.
About 16 months probably.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Okay, great. Great. Nice.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth, and I'm with Landazon.
Like Amazon?
Exactly.
But land.
Landazon.
I like it.
So a little bit about my background. I was doing executive health in big corporate America in Houston, and they would make changes all the time. And if you're a good salesperson, they'll move you to where they need help. So after three or four changes, I decided talk to hubby and ask him if it was okay for me to just say I want to not take the change and take the jump and take the leap. So we did that, and I do not regret it.
Really?
I'm very happy.
What's been your favorite moment so far?
Making tons of money.
Okay. that's not a bad thing. We make okay money. I spend a lot of money too, though.
Well, so. We spend a lot of money, but I like the return.
Yes, great, yeah. great. So thank you for coming out. Y'all drove up from Houston, and your husband can just introduce himself because he's my favorite rocket scientist.
My turn?
Yeah. Okay.
This is Ivan from Houston, Elizabeth's husband. Let's see. Oh, here we go. In terms of favorite moment, you know, we've done probably 30-something deals, 33, 35 deals. Who's counting? But, you know, so we did what, like, 10 deals, but it took us a while, but then we really ramped up when we, you know, started sending offers. And, you know, that moment when we got our first, you know, mailer, you know, those responses, I think we ended up buying five or six properties, like, within 1 week.
You were like, there's no way this is really working like this.
Yeah. Well, no, you know, that's when I figured, hey, we, you know, this is, you know, we can keep it consistent. You know, we had bought a few properties over a year, year and a half prior to that. But, you know, when we bought, you know, five or six and increased our net worth, I mean, that made us probably 120, 150K just right there in that 1 week. You know, I saw the potential.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I think a lot of people miss that. We talk about instant transactional profits. We don't talk about net worth as much on these type deals. But, you know, everybody has this obsession of becoming a millionaire. That's like as a kid, I'm going to be a millionaire when I'm 40. I'm a millionaire when I'm 35. I'm going to be a millionaire when I'm 50. Realistically, the way that everybody in this room buys property, you spend $300,000, you're a millionaire. You're buying it 30 cents on a dollar. You've now created $700,000 in equity. And that's the way the numbers work. I'm not a psychic. It's just, it's that easy to become a millionaire. When you say that and you get that in your mind that there is not there's not this mental block in that. Once you realize that and you've done 35 deals or you get five deals back and you pay 10,000 bucks and they're worth 30, you're like, well, shoot, I've got 100,000 bucks out and it's worth 900 grand. You know, it's amazing to see that. And I'm glad you brought that up because that's huge for a lot of people. And it's unbelievable in the same sense. And I'm glad that you brought that up. Thank you.
And just real quick, you know, I had my first one, you know, bought for five, sold for 60, second one, 10.
Hold
sold
on.
For 30.
What did you just say?
Well, my, you know, but.
You
but,
said your first one you bought for five and sold for 60.
Yes. So, but they weren't. They
We're
weren't
doing
consistent.
Something wrong.
You know,
you get to teach the next meetup.
You know, it took me a while to get consistent, but once I got the process down, you know, and I did the, you know, bought five or six within a week. you know, that opened my eyes. You know, I saw the potential there with the, you know, first few.
Yeah.
But then just the consistencies where, you know, that kind of.
Wow. So it's true. Rocket scientists are really smarter than the rest of us. I mean, we appreciate y'all coming up. We do appreciate the support and y'all following the podcast. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Mr. Hennessy.
My name's Zach Hennessy. I came all the way from Bembrook, Texas.
That's a long drive.
I'm about 12 minutes from here.
Yeah. Did you take the toll road?
Move the mic up.
No,
we're in a rental.
Okay.
Rental car, no toll road. I think the best deal that we've done is actually on a house that we did together.
Mm-hmm.
We found the house. We bought it for 38, sold it for, 50?
Yep.
Moved it in 20-something days.
Well, yeah, we actually never took ownership of it.
Yeah, we never owned it.
Yep.
We just collected money.
Yep.
So you can't beat that.
No, that's a good deal. Zach helps me on some of my flip houses as well. And, you know, the land was a natural progression to move into that. So we've got four really good deals coming up. Well, I say three really good deals and one so-so deal that's riverfront in Kentucky. So holler at us if you're interested in riverfront.
Could be 9 acres. Could be one.
Could be 1 acre. Could be nine. Legal description said possibly 50 or 15. Just depends on where you read the line.
It's near a rock.
It's, yeah. So
by the river.
By the river. In a drain. So, and a hardwood tree somewhere on it. And was there a line of maples?
Something like that.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is that we purchased a property in Kentucky. Kentucky has some weird, I don't want to say weird. Is it? Can you say weird about a state?
Or is that it's like, weird.
Okay.
It's weird.
I got in trouble. I said something about East Texas people one time, and I love Kyrie and Rowdy for it. They called me out on it, and I love that. But you know, I want to be sure I don't say anything bad about a state or the people because we have listeners there.
We're not talking about the people, though. Just the
I mean,
rules
a,
of the
a
state.
Person wrote that legal description.
I
you
talked
can't
to
go
the county.
From a painted
They're weird.
Rock to a drain to a road across a ridge to a line of maples. That's weird. Who does that?
I mean, I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not gonna.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Zach, for coming and bringing your wife. Jennifer, we appreciate y'all coming.
I owe her big time.
You do. I hope you go to Michael Kors or Coach after this because she deserves it. So, thank y'all for coming.
I'm Jen.
Hi, Jen. y'all all know Jen. She was our land giveaway winner from our 10th episode.
Yes.
She's been hiding. She's been refusing to come to our podcast, but now we have her.
Not true. 2 months ago, I don't know. I didn't even know what land investing was. I still am figuring it out, I guess. So I guess I could say my favorite thing so far is
Since you're
winning the land.
Yeah.
The money.
Yeah. So since you're new, why don't you tell us what's one thing that kind of it's stuck in your mind that's kind of got you scared or you have a fear of?
Gosh, I don't know. It was picking a county, but I feel better about that now.
Okay.
So now I'm just waiting for you to tell me, okay,
you
go
a mailer?
Ahead. Yeah.
We can get a mailer out. I just didn't want you to waste your money on it. I was going to let you sell the properties that you bought because you put offers on 8 properties using the ebook method that we'll have available here shortly.
Yes, I did.
That's got to be exciting. I mean, you're brand new to this. You've already made 8 offers on property.
Yeah.
So when you tell your husband that, you say, hey, I've got 8 properties about to come back, what is he looking at you like? Is he like, are you crazy or what?
He's still like, this is a real thing, so we're
going to
show
him. Avon, or what is that? Amway? Is Amway the old pyramid scheme? We're here to sell Amway, and we're going to have you selling to all your friends here shortly. So we look forward to it. Thank you for coming out.
Thank
we appreciate the last minute coming.
Greg Schrader, my favorite deal. It paid off my wife and my student loans. We bought 22 residential lots for $1,000.
What?
Wow. And
what are we doing wrong here? We got 5 on 60, given property, paid off student loans for $1,000.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
I'm going to take credit for it. Like, yeah, and they're just knocking it out of the park.
Well, the story gets better. We sold that for $37,000.
Well, I guess we all get to be rich around here, huh? So that's nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what did your wife think of that?
Oh, she loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. So bought for 1,000. How many lots was it total?
It was 22 lots. It was a forester, and he'd taken all the oak trees off of it and paid taxes for about 15 years. never once tried to sell the land. And he owned a piece of lot that I owned on another part of the county and said, I don't know much about that lot, but I'll sell you these 22 lots that I've got. Just take them off my hands for $1,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the deals we dream of.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Congratulations on it. I'm glad to see the student debt, you know, that whole cycle of the government putting us into some like slavery. I don't. Yeah. He's my, if y'all didn't know, Adam's our tech guy, producer, and he's my, what would you call it, censorship?
Rainer.
Rain
you in.
You wrangle me.
Yeah.
It's a wrangle.
I have to wait until you mess up and then try and wrangle you back.
Yeah.
It's a lot of my time.
It is.
Editing everything out.
It's payback. It's payback.
For what?
For getting you into land business.
I got you into the land business.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So,
all right. So thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We are Daniel and Penny Brown.
Hey. And y'all's land company is?
Land Sisters.
Land Sisters. And I'm going to be 100% honest. When I saw Land Sisters, I didn't know who you were, and I saw the pictures of the two girls. And I was like, is it Daniel or Danielle? And I'm not good at spelling. And so Daniel and Danielle looks like the same to me. And
no,
so
it's Daniel.
And then I saw you, and I was like, that's Daniel. But who are the sisters?
They're two girls, teenage girls, that I'm really trying to get fired up about entrepreneurship.
Nice.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yep. No, that's exactly right.
But they don't seem to have a whole lot of interest yet.
Okay.
Hopefully I keep beating it into their heads and that it gets there, you know?
Yeah. Most people don't have an interest in entrepreneurship because it means you're going to be doing work when everybody else is having fun, and you're just kind of, you tend to be talking to yourself in a room with a microphone trying to hope that somebody's actually listening to it on the other side. Yeah. It's kind of part of it, right, Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
I wish he'd let me drink on Sunday mornings. He doesn't do it. He follows the TABC laws.
I got nothing wrong with it. It's just 9 a.m. If you need a drink that bad, you don't need to be at my house.
He's like, I'll walk in. He's like, oh, it was one of those nights, huh?
Yeah. I can smell the booze coming off of him.
Yeah. So.
Well, one of the most exciting things for me in getting the girls is hopefully utilizing the strategies in y'all's ebook, the direct mail typical fashion that we go about it is kind of dad and mom's money. Can do, and I'm hoping that'll help get them on board.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to go with it. And you know, for us, the content we put out is to, we hope that it helps somebody get something out of it. You know, I think we both can agree, if we affect one person's life positively, we did our job, and then they hope they affect somebody else later. Yeah. As when it comes to the second generation of kids, and I didn't know the effect my kids would have on me until you actually have them. And it really doesn't take hold until that daughter or son grabs your hand for the first time. And I think the parents in here, I see y'all nodding your heads. I think we all can agree on that. And we hope that we can affect that outcome and grow them into something to be decent human beings that, you know, understand the value of dollar, understand to work. But, you know, there's more than life than going to a job and cashing in 9 to 5 and working for somebody else. You know, you got to kind of believe in yourself, and you hope that you inspire your kids to do that with themselves.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad to see y'all passing that on to that generation.
And it leads me to one of my favorite things so far about this silly business, and it's part-time for me, but it's taken the place of what I did part-time before, which was 7 days caused me to work 7 days a week.
Okay.
And that sucked being away from them. So
yeah.
Now doing this business, whatever level I'm making or doing, it's still – providing something that part-time money that had me away from the house did. So that part for me is awesome. Being
home. That's huge. I'm glad to see that. And I'm not going to take credit for that, because we didn't teach them how to do the land business. We just provide a little bit of comic relief on Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more funny than you.
It's debatable.
So thank you for coming out. We appreciate you bringing your wife with you, and we hope that your kids get something out of this, the girls do, and they move forward with it.
Awesome. Thanks. Maybe they'll be here next year.
If we get invited back. This isn't our event. we're on the fence there. So.
All right, guys. Before we go on to the next person, I'm going to stop the show for today, because it goes on for quite a bit longer, and we've still got some really great stories we want you to hear. So I apologize for that, but tune back in on Wednesday. We'll finish this thing out. And as always, before we sign off, I want to ask you to go to Facebook, go to Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow, then go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, wherever you're listening to us, like, rate, and subscribe to the show. We really appreciate it. It really helps us out. And that's it. All right, we'll see you Wednesday. Thanks.